Jonah chapter 1. What a great prophet. In Jonah chapter 1, I'm not going to read a lot of verses, just say some things this morning. The Bible said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it." Boy, that's what people don't want to hear, against it today. Tell me something good. I'm telling you something good this morning, thank God. There's some things God's against. Amen. You got to have a positive and a negative on the battery. Amen. I like positivity. I really like it. But thank God sometimes there are some things that you're going to have to be against. Amen. God's against some things. And he said, "Here, cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried unto every man unto his God, cast forth the wires that were in the ship under the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he was laying, was fast asleep. It's an amazing record here how a man of God could run like this from God's command. And how God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, and Jonah didn't want to go. And the brother said a while ago about the purposes of God in our lives. A lot of things we ask God, and God don't do it the way you want Him to, or you don't think God's going to do it this way, but God does. And you know, in life in general, it comes down to this thing, that you got to come to the conclusion that God's God, and He's going to do what He wants to. And there ain't nobody can stop Him. Somebody said one time, "You can stop Him." No, you can't stop God. I like what Gamaliel said, if it's of God, you can't overthrow it. And Jonah was commanded by God. Now, I look at the whole story. I just don't look at a couple verses. And when I see the very instrument that God called and knew what He was going to do before He done it, and that's amazing that God knew what I was going to do, and God knew what you was going to do, and God knows how we're like this morning, and God still uses us, and God still blesses us, even though God saw tomorrow that height would be lazy and no good. Amen. That's no excuse for what He does today. And I don't plan on being that way tomorrow, but there are times we're like that. That God still sets His affection on us and uses us in the kingdom work. That this man Jonah, God knew he was going to go that way. And I want to say this, God don't never ordain disobedience, but God did use His disobedience, amen, to give the sign in the New Testament day. God, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And so God, amen, don't never get stumped. God never gets to the place that He don't know what to do, for God set things up to do what He willed to do through somebody's disobedience. It was all always God had to deal with them about it. Amen. To prove His love for mankind, that God chases them whom He loves. Amen. And deals with their heart about their sin. Amen. Man will never be satisfied if he's saved. Like God ever being in sin. He never will. He'll always have in His mind, thank God, that I don't need to be living like this. I don't need to be doing this. Because God's in him, and he never will get no peace or satisfaction from the route that he'll take if he goes against the ways of God. And we'll see, we're stiff-necked people. God has to stiffen up on us sometime. Amen. Listen. Thank God. The Israelites were stiff-necked people. They said, "We will not walk therein." They told God they wasn't going to do His way. In fact, they murmured, complained, and done everything that made God angry with them. Amen. They soon forgot that He had gave them manna, thank God, and quail, and amen, took care of them, their shoes and clothes didn't wear out. Look how much God's blessed you this morning. Amen. It'd be a shame for us to come in the house of God with a murmured tongue and complain and act like we just, oh, We just don't have enough. I tell you, you got more than what you need, and I do too. And listen, God's got something for you to do in His work. And you can mess around if you want to, but I'm telling you, God knows where to get you to do it. And I find this truth in the Bible. Amen. Look at all the men of God, Christian people down through the ages that disobeyed God, and God turned them around and used them. Peter, thank God, denied the Lord 3 times, cussed, said he didn't know Him. Amen. Jesus looked at him. He went out and wept bitterly. Thank God. And the brethren, I'm telling you, Jesus said this. He said, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brothers. And thank God, friend, I'm telling you, amen, Jesus told him, feed the sheep, feed the lambs. Held him there, Pentecost, the Holy Ghost filled him. He preached to all these people. 3,000 got saved. Thank God. And here he is, praise God, going on with God. I don't find but one time after that God dealt with him through Paul when he rebuked him face to face because he did have a little hypocrisy in him. Amen. But Peter was a true man of God. He did disobey God. Noah disobeyed God. Amen. But God had to deal with him. There's a lot of things, listen to this morning, that the very fate of an individual goes with the headship of a home or a headship of a church. Amen. I know Christ is him. I'm talking on an earthly basis this morning. Now listen, when Noah got drunk and laid in his tent naked, amen, something came, Ham did. God, he said, cursed be Canaan. Now it started with that, and I don't know all about all that, but I will say this morning, friend, thank God, this just one man's disobedience. Adam took the fruit, thank God, of the tree that God said don't take, and all of a sudden, amen, humanity's kicked into sin, and that's why we see him this morning. That's because as we've inherited that sin from our first father in the garden, which is Adam, amen. And what Adam couldn't do, thank God the last Adam did. Amen. He defeated the devil straight up, went to the cross and died for sin, and rose again. Thank God that man can have life and live a life for God the way God set this thing up in the beginning. Amen. We don't live in paradise. We live in the paradise of His presence. Amen. But friend, I'm telling you, thank God we will be in paradise, in the paradise of God where God is. Amen. And you say, I don't understand all that. I tell you, that's because the media and everything else has got people's minds so blinded, and they've sold lies to them, and people's mind don't think right. Amen. Every time I preach on heaven, thank God the devil jump on my shoulder and say, yeah, everybody's going there. And I know that's not true. And if I preach on hell, the devil will jump on my shoulders and he'll say, well, it ain't true. Amen. Hell's not true. But I'll tell you, as much as heaven's true, hell's true. And there's more going to hell than there in heaven. Thank God, it looks like many go the Broadway, lead to destruction. I'll say this, amen. Every time, thank God, you try to get up and preach the word or tell somebody about God, there'll always be an opposition to the force of the gospel that changes a man's life. There's some sitting in the pews now, thank God, saying, I'm not that bad, I'm all right. I don't need to be saved like the preacher said. But the fact of it is, the Bible said that. It ain't just what the preacher said, it's what the Bible said. God said a whole long time before I was ever born. I'm just telling you what He said. Amen. I was born in 1959, and God didn't wake up then. Amen. God's always been God. He never has slumber slept, and He always will be God. And it's already been written in the Word of God that the Bible said, thank God, you must be born again. And if you're not born again, then you'll go to hell. And friend, this morning, Jesus didn't tell that to a street bum. He told that, thank God, to a religious man that was a ruler of the synagogue, was on the Sanhedrin court. Thank God, he was a master, friend, in that crowd. But I've had affected him so much that he wanted to go with Joseph of Arimathea to get the body of Christ. Thank God, to put it in the tomb. Amen, Nicodemus. I believe God moved by God that day. I believe Jesus gave a message without it affecting him and him finally believing it. Amen. That's right. He said, don't cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample on the foot Amen. Rend them. Amen. That's right. Who was the swine in that day? Well, he said in Matthew 7, beware of false prophets. Amen. He said it in the same chapter, beware of false prophets. There is false prophets today in our land. Amen. I'm not involved in that. I'm glad God gave me the truth. And God made me free by the truth. He not only set me free, He made me free within. That I might be liberated by the Spirit of God, have the power of God, the peace of God, and live for God that way. I don't have... Listen, friend. Thank God, Jonah, amen, was a prophet of God. He was God's man. In fact, the very name Jonah means dove. That's right. The name Amittai means truth. And so Jonas, thank God, does a picture of the Spirit. Amen. And truth surely is a type of Christ. But he sent him to Nineveh, which was a great city. Amen. Thank God, it was a heathen country, my friend. And brother, this morning, he said, I want you to go to that great city and I want you to cry against it. I want to say in this hour right now, amen, this is a national prophet. He's going to give a prophecy. Thank God that if you don't repent or if you don't turn, then I'm going to wipe y'all out. Amen. Because their wickedness has come up before God. I want to say this morning, hey, God, friend, I'm telling you, God don't try to do nothing. God does what He commands and God does what He says. The problem we have right now in our country, and we got a lot of problems. Amen. Thank God for Christ. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for true churches. But we got a big time problem in our country. And our country's forgot God as a whole. Amen. You say, we're a Christian country. We're a God-hating country. And America's got where they hate God now. I want to say there are some good people in our country. And when I say that from the eyes of a man. Amen. That there are people that do believe. Hey, God, I can't imagine. I'm not, brother, this, I cannot imagine of a state voting Muslims in the office. It baffles my mind how these raghead people can be in an office somewhere and don't know God and fight against the church and fight against Christianity and even fight against the President of the United States. I'm just a wonder that God has mercy. I believe He does. Thank God, because of the fact that He has some saved people. Thank God, He's got some salt somewhere there. And brother, the only hope that, thank God, that state's got the salt, amen, that God has, the possession of God, friend. I'm going to tell you this, I am a true believer, thank God, in the nation of Israel. I believe in the apple of God's eye. I don't believe God, friend, has forsook them forever, amen. He's a coming back, thank God, and God still loves that country, and I'm telling you, any country that curses them, God's going to curse them. Amen. I'm glad the blessing come through there. I'm glad Christ come through there. And he said, I bless them that bless you. And when a country turns, thank God, against that nation, they're in trouble with God. Amen. That's right. I don't care what the Democrats say. If you vote Democrats, you need to repent. You say, you ought not preach that. Well, God help, I'm preaching it, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. You say, you can't say that. Praise God, I did. It's a sin. Amen. How in the world can anybody, my friend, go punch a ticket for a bunch of devils? That's exactly what they are. And I'm telling you, I'm not preaching Republican and Democrat. I'm preaching the Bible. And I'm telling you one thing. Thank God, friend. I'll tell you one thing. I don't vote on what they can put in my pocket. I vote on what I believe's right. That's right. I ain't vote for that. They don't put no money in my pocket anyway. It's God that does it. Shame on you if you depend on the government more than you do God. That's right, ain't it? Thank God don't quieten up on me. Amen. That's exactly right. Oh, what's the government? I mean, what's the government going to do for him? What about God? I'll tell you what the Antichrist is going to do for you. He's going to offer you everything you want.
Yes, right.
All you got to do is take the mark of the beast, and and he'll let you buy and sell. He'll do everything he can. Amen. I'm telling you, it's already set up that way. Amen, friend. I'm telling you, it's already this thing set up. Amen. For some reason, God's had mercy. Amen. To pull them sinners in. Thank God they might not go to hell and believe a lie and be damned when the tribulation period of earth comes. Amen. Right. God help us all. We wonder why we're in a mess. That's right. These girls down here, and I ain't a bit. I mean, God help us down here at this high school. They want to hold a Trump sign up. They act like they're committing, thank God, murder. That's a pitiful mess. God help a church, and God help a country. Amen. And I tell you, if it had Obama or Clinton on it, it wouldn't have said a thing. I tell you, the problem is, friend, they just, thank God, they don't like a man. Amen. They surely didn't like the man Christ. They hung him on a cross, crucified him. Amen. Killed him. And he's the best man that ever was. Walked in this world, and he was hated more than any man, and hung on a cross. Thank God, my friend, they crucified him, and all he done was good. Amen. He didn't fit their bill. I ain't fitting your bill, nor nobody else's bill. Amen. I ain't no puppet on a string, thank God. I ain't a monkey taking money. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I'm a preacher of the gospel. Now, I'll tell you what's happened in our day. We've sold out for a dollar bill. We've sold out. We're scared to say anything. Now, what would they think? Who gives a flip what they think? It ain't nothing. Listen, the only way you're going to get anything done is tell the truth anyhow. Thank God, friend, them Israelites, them three Hebrew boys, they said, buddy, I'm telling you, we ain't about to. Amen. We ain't even careful to answer you in this matter. We don't even have to think about it. We ain't got to take a conference with it. I'm not about. Shadrach's not about. Meshach and Abednego's not about. I tell you, it don't matter what you think. We're not about to you. Amen. That's right. Thank God, he said he got mad, turned the furnace up hotter. Amen. The problem was the crowd that flew them in got flew by the fire. Thank God they got in there, and thank God they got to walking around loose. Amen. That's loose. I'm telling you, friend, no matter what you go through, thank God he'll loose you. Amen. That's in there walking around loose. Amen. That old king Nebuchadnezzar looks in the furnace and he said, wait a minute, didn't we throw three men in? He said, I see the fourth man. Like the Son of God. Amen. I'll tell you, he was in the fire before they got in there. Amen. You go through the fire, son, I'm telling you, thank God he's in there with you. If it's for righteousness' sake, son, you can take a stance, son. I tell you, some of the best days were some of my hardest days. Buddy, I got persecuted over what I believed. I think people thought I was going crazy. They tell me I was going to Morganton and everything else. Amen. Morganton is where that crazy house is. Amen. That's right. Hey, God. They said, that boy's gone crazy. Amen. He's just overzealous. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you why. He didn't say I was overzealous about the ball team. Amen. They didn't say, well, he's a little overzealous about the ball team. But when you get saved, you're overzealous. I mean, you're taking it too far, they say. Hey, God, I ain't taking it far enough. Hell, there'll be anybody in heaven. Hey, God, Jesus looks to and said, you've done too much for me.
Amen.
Amen. Jonah ran, jumped on the boat. He wanted to go to Tarsus. He wanted to go to that beautiful place down there, thank God, where the island was. Amen. Get back there. He went to sleep in the boat. Amen. He went down into the ship. Every time you run from God, you're going down. You ain't going up. Amen. It said three times he went down into the side of the ship. Went down there and got to sleeping. Amen. That's right. A lot of people's asleep today. You say, how you know if they ain't got no life in them? Thank God there ain't nobody awake. Amen. Thank God, I tell you, friend, we need a spiritual awakening. Thank God, we ain't awake physically, but I'm telling you, we're awake spiritually. Thank God, we asleep spiritually, and I'm telling you, the church is. Thank God, we've been. Thank God, sung to sleep by the world song. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong no more. That's humanism to the core. That's humanistic. Amen. Say that preacher's preaching about me. Yep, that's you guilty. Amen. I don't know what you're doing. I only know what I face in my life, what I go through, and I go through the battle like you do. But I'm telling you what there is a God in heaven we're going to give account to and give an answer to. And I'm saying, praise God, Jonah got in the ship and he went to sleep. Amen. There's a lot of people asleep on somebody else's boat. Amen. That's right. They went to this church. Thank God. I'm telling you, there ain't no rest. You might sleep, but there ain't no rest for your soul. Amen. You can buy a bed, but you can't get rest. That's right. You can go down into the ship, you ain't going to get rest. Rest is within, friend. Thank God, I believe I'll close her down and go to the house and sleep in Jesus. Amen. Exactly right. Notice this here, what he said. He's going down, thank God, and he said this great wind starts blowing against him. God sends this great wind. Amen. God sends this great storm, it just starts rocking the boat. I mean, son, them mariners got scared of death. Them mariners are professional seamen. I mean, these boys ain't just a novice. Thank God. I'm telling you, these boys ain't done this for a living. And Jonah had told them he was running from God. They didn't believe in God until the boat got to shaking. That's right. I'm going to tell you, thank God, I'm going to say, I don't believe in God, but I'm telling you one thing. When the boat gets a shaking and you see God is shaking it, I tell you, there'll be some people come on board with you. Amen. The seaman, he said, what's going on here? I mean, God's taking that boat. Can I tell you this? When somebody's on the boat that don't supposed to be on there, there's trouble on it. That's right. There's trouble on boats and ships that people don't look supposed to be on. And he went down there and woke that Carrasco up. He was in a deep sleep down there sleeping while God was shaking the boat. That's right. And they said, get up and call on your God. They had threw lots out. I was reading about that. That's just the way they made decisions. Some of them did. That's right. And then they cast lots. It was small stones they threw out to make a decision. Jonah got up. He had to come up there and they said, what's your occupation? Boy, that's bad. Somebody asking a preacher what he does. That's right, ain't it? What country are you from? What God you serve? He said, the God of the Hebrews. He said, well, what you got us in this mess for? Can I tell you something? When you're not in the right place, you're in the wrong place. I say this, this is a God's truth. If you don't remember nothing else, I'm about to tell you. There's one place in the will of God. One. God don't have two and three places in the will of God. He has only one place for a right hand to be on my body. That's on this right arm. Listen, you say, preacher, do you believe people get killed out of the will of God? Yes, sir. Amen. I believe they had the will of God and they missed God. Amen. Why is that possum in the road today I passed? He got out of the holler and got in the road. That's why he got run over. I believe that's why people die young. I ain't saying this for everybody. But I'm just saying, friend, listen. There's people that saved that went to an early grave, Brother Todd. That's went to an early grave because they wasn't in the place. And God, listen. God, my friend, wanted him to be in. Amen. And God woke him up. Got him up. And God, I'm telling you, thank God for a God that'll wake a man up. He could have wiped that ship out. Called another man to go to Nineveh. Son, that Jonah was going regardless if he wanted to or not. And I'm going to tell you, find this thing out in this Bible, Jonah didn't want to go after he went. Jonah went and told him what God said, but he did not want to go. He pouted and sat under that tree over there. Amen. And was angry at God. That's sad, isn't it? And God still used him. You listen to me. You try to figure God out, you never will. You bunch of judges. Man's judge, boy. Well, God couldn't do that. Why couldn't he? He can do what he wants to. Right. He said, where are you from? He said, I'm the God of Hebrews. He said, now what's going to happen here with all this storm beating on our ship? He said, listen, boys. The only way that this ship's going to stop getting in the storm is you've got to throw me over the board. You've got to throw me out of the ship. That's funny they started throwing all the rest of the stuff out of you. Well, I always try to listen, friend. Hey, man, can I tell you this? You can throw anything else out besides of what you really want to throw out. But Jonah said, I got to go overboard. Amen. I got to go overboard. Thank God. If this ship gonna ever, thank God, have a calmness and there's no more storm on the sea, I've got to get out of this boat. If I don't, the thing's gonna blow apart. Amen.
Amen.
I've seen people let her blow apart. You doing what God calls you to do? Listen to this. It says it was tempestuous. That means it's raging. So the men come up with an idea and a plan. Like you do. I'll tell you the best thing. We don't want to get rid of Jonah. We'll try to row it to land. So we're going to try to row this ship to land. And every time they took that thing, that oar, thank God, try to row the wind is blowing. I'm going to tell y'all something, son. Listen to me. They ain't no substitute for repentance. Hey, man, buddy, I'm telling you, I've said that before. I've saw people cuss one another and act like a, thank God, a heathen toward one another. Amen. And they'll see one another, but, buddy, they'll never repent. They'll never make it right with the people they've done wrong. And they'll, you know what they're going to try to do? They're going to try to row their boat, thank God, back to land without repenting. But I'm telling you, you'll never get forgiven until you repent. You'll never, listen, that wind's going to blow on your mess till you repent. Son, there's people in this house of God this morning, including myself, has tried to row a boat toward land and it don't work. You know what to do, thank God. People lay out the house of God, don't give, don't do what they ought to do, and then they want the blessing of God and the winds are blowing on them the whole time. And they're trying to row. Hey, I got to get there, I got to get there. And God says, no, you're not getting there. Hey, man, you got to get off what's hindering you. And that man, Jonah, he ain't doing right. And you'll never have calm in your life until you get him out the boat. I like verse 15. So they took up Jonah. Could you imagine that? Here's these seamen grabbing this preacher. Boy, that wouldn't fit with the honorary doctors of the day. God help, they threw Dr. So-and-so over. That's what they call preachers now, doctors. Don't call me no doctor because I ain't one. I'm not a reverend neither. Don't call me reverend. God help, that's crazy. Reverend Holy's his name. I'm a brother. I'm a preacher. Amen. Don't call me. I'm not in the high title. You can call me what you want to, but just don't call me nothing bad. Wife might get mad. Amen. But listen, they picked him up. I wish we could pick somebody up and show them how they done it and throw them. And I don't know how big Jonah was, but I'm telling you what, they had to get him up. And they got Jonah up. Here's his preacher. He run from God. God shook his boat. And he's got him up. He said, I'm going to throw him. We got to throw him up. Hey, threw him overboard. And here all of a sudden, as soon as Sonny hit the water, here come that fish God made.
Amen.
Swallowing him up, son. Somebody said, you really believe the whale swallowed Jonah? I like what one man said. I believe if he said Jonah swallowed the whale, I'd believe that.
Amen.
Amen. God said it in his spirit. Amen. You say, I can't believe them things. That's because you're an unbeliever. Amen. Believers believe. Thank God he said, ye believe not because you're not of my sheep. I'm trying to convince you. If you don't believe, that's your fault. Thank God he told you the truth. Jonah got thrown overboard, and listen, thank God the Bible said, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, thank God, and they started offering up sacrifices, bowing to God. These bunch of heathens had done offered up to God, their God, a prayer, and knew they wasn't going to get answered. Thank God they saw Jonah, saw God do that, and they offered sacrifice to the Lord. Looked like to me they changed their minds.
Amen.
Did you hear their testimony? Anybody got a word? I do. Said we was on the boat one day, this big old ship. This preacher got on there and said he wanted us to take him to Tarsus. And all of a sudden, once we got on, we went a little ways and the wind started blowing. I thought it was going to blow our ship down. And it never would quit. I feared for my life. And I sent one of my friends down to wake the preacher up and he come up here. And he said, what in the world is there going on? Where are you from? What's your occupation? And he said, you know what? He said, we had to take that preacher and throw him overboard. What about that? And he said, after we did, it was as calm. And he said, I saw the hand of the God of the Hebrews and all that. And we changed our mind about who God was. It's the God of the Hebrews. Do you know what repentance is? It's a change of mind. If you look up the word repentance, it means compunction, change of mind. That means that, thank God, them Jews had to change their mind who they said He was. He was the Messiah who they crucified and denied. The Bible said this, and now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. I don't know. My wife doesn't study on these animals and mammals and all whatever else they are. But how big is that blue whale? Ain't that the biggest one? The blue whale? Wonder, it wouldn't be no problem. God prepared a fish to swallow a man, let him live. I don't know if he lived in there or not. I don't know. I've heard it both ways. Huh? It said Jesus' body was in the heart of the earth. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It does say he prayed at the belly of that fish. And he offered vows to God. He said, I've lied. He said, I need forgiveness. Then he said in verse 9, salvation is of the Lord. And when he said deliverance comes from God, we'll spit him out. Praise God. He went into Nineveh. And I like the verse number 1 of chapter 3. Amen. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. How many times has it come to you more than 2 times? It's come more. Hey, buddy, I'm glad he's a God of second chance. I'm glad he's a God of second. I'm glad he's a God of second chance in your life, in my life. If it had not been, son, me and you would be in that ocean somewhere. That's right. Hey, man, Jonah would have been somewhere. Thank God. God's a God of second chance. God don't throw His people away. I'm telling you, thank God He gives a man an opportunity. It came to Jonah a second time. And he said, do what I told you first. Go to Nineveh and preach against it. Amen. When he got down there, he wasn't long-winded. He didn't preach long. He just said, God says He's going to overthrow y'all. If you don't turn. And the king of that nation feared God, the word of God. And they fell down in sackcloth and ashes and mourned. Him and the whole crowd. Everybody, even the beasts. And God had mercy on them. Save that crowd of people in that Nineveh. And they didn't even know their right hand from their left hand. Didn't have a lick of discernment. Live wicked and dirty and rotten. And God set His affection on them and sent Jonah down there who was disobedient and wasn't even wanting to go. Buddy, that's amazing. Son, it ought to give you some hope this morning. This message ought to give us some hope. Amen. God used a man, thank God, like Jonah. Amen. He can use you. If you'll listen to Him. If you don't listen to Him, you got, thank God, get in a bunch of trouble. That's right, ain't it? If God ever called you to preach, I'm not saying He did. I don't call no men to preach. If God ever called you to preach, you'd be obedient to you, wouldn't you? Well, if it's the Lord's will, I mean, He wouldn't call if it wasn't His will. No, not everybody's called. That's right. That's not everybody's willing, neither. There's probably people in here God spoke to about it. Men, ain't no women preachers. That's right. But I'll tell you what, if God ever called you to the gospel's ministry, you might want to get on the boat, but you never will be satisfied. I want to tell y'all preachers in here, there's some young boys, young men in here. I don't call them boys, they're not boys. Young men here is called to God to preach. If you call to God, then what you sleeping on the ship for? I say this as much love in my heart as I can. There's a whole lot more places to preach in this building. You know how many times I went to church
from 84. I come here in 89, 5 years. I can count on this hand how many times that man let me preach. This hand. 86, I got a radio ministry. You know how many times I got mad at him? None. Getting quiet, ain't it? There's rest homes. There's street corners. Yeah, there's street corners. There's rest homes. There's jails. There's prisons. There's living rooms. If you don't have a meeting at your house, call me. I'll come over there and preach. You and me and your wife. It don't matter to me. I preach in prayer meetings, cottage prayer meetings. Ain't that right, Brother Shane? We preach in them places. There's good testifying grounds. God ain't limited to a building. That's the Western world mentality. That's Western world mentality. God's got to meet with us at 11 o'clock and we'll see you next Sunday. That ain't the way God is. He's with me all the time. Why is he? Thank God love him. He's got that 11 o'clock mentality. And we got to get out at a certain time. We got to beat the Hey God the Methodist down to KFC. That's right. Amen. I like it myself. The mentality of most people is called to God to preach. I sure wish the preacher would give me opportunity. God's already given you opportunity. He called you. You boys playing instruments, thank God. Good church people. Y'all, we got all kind of opportunities. Prayer is the best thing you can do. Best thing you can do is pray. I wonder if he said he ran from God. He fleed from the press. He ran from God. But God still used him. That's amazing. I'm going to tell you what. I can only say this. When I look in the mirror of Joel Hyde, who I know better than anybody seated out here, I'm more amazed of how God can use somebody such as I. Unbelievable. I say that. God use you, brother. I thought about you the other day when I was praying. God put ever... Hey, listen. It's a rarity. And there's other people in the church. It's a rarity that you have everybody that's in your intermediate family saved. It's a rarity. That's a rarity. Amen. But I'm telling you what, I can't save, but I sure can preach them so get saved. And I'm going to tell you what, you ain't going to preach while you're sleeping on the ship. You better get up and go to Nineveh. That's where they need to hear it. Amen. Thank you for hearing me. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you listening.